review it up, and then we'll jump in and finish things off. We saw yesterday things that really came together. To begin, we saw the Ran set of the Machlokas, which again, it's not just the Ran, the Ran is a very sweet presentation, but Tosis and the Rashba already also, all of Rishonim jump on the Rashi, so very well to extent here. The Rashi, based on the day down Gilal Aleph, is this, that again, the fundamental problem which Rashi raises, which is a good problem, is how does the Finestam tell me anything about Lashma? The Gemara sort of raises that problem. The Gemara says, wouldn't you want to say Lashma? The Rabbi says, Rabbi, I understand. Why not say Finestam Lashma? The Rabbi says, oh, but then Gaius. We have a problem with Gaius. So the unanswered question is, but how? That's fine if the Finestam is just a less ideal way of telling Lashma, but it still has to be a way of telling Lashma. How does it work at all? So we saw several approaches to that. Rashi gave the approach that there must be some subsequent conversation. And the Rashba, and apparently Tosfos, and the first heirs of the Ran, was no. There's no subsequent conversation. What there is the fact that he's silent after saying the Finestam is meaningful. If he would be silent just in a vacuum, so maybe he doesn't even realize there's anything to talk about. But now you made him say the Finestam. You may even say, oh, were you the mashkiach for the Ksivat Chasim? He says, yes, it was Bifanad. And yet he doesn't give any other reports. Apparently everything was on the up and up. And the Rana given a second answer also, that maybe the Bifanech Vanechtem, it directly tells me that it wasn't Matzah the Ashba. So we dealt with a couple of issues. So the first issue we dealt with again was, why does Rashi now like the Mashmaut? Why is Rashi not like the Mashmaut? We suggested it could be that Rashi was Shitasa. On the other question, the second Machlokas that we've shown in here is what does the Kiyan mean? So because Rashi is of the opinion against Meir Tam, that the Kiyan means they don't know, it could be Mashmaut doesn't really work so well. So you don't even know what to talk about. You don't know where to start. Then Meir Tam, that they know they just don't care, now I'm making it clear that I care, they should care, so then they're going to say something. Okay, that's what Rashi rejects Mashmaut. So then what we saw, was it was interesting that the Re, then in the Re's presentation of the Mashmaut, he tries to co-opt Rashi. He says, yeah, it's the Mashmaut, some of the Shmaut, after all, Rashi himself says it later. So how do you deal with that? Isn't that strange? Why does Rashi change his mind? And based on days, he only said that about Shailinan. Gilal Alfi, he's throwing in both. And particularly if what we're saying is correct, that he doesn't believe in Mashmaut because he holds that they just ain't became into any Yodin. So he suggested it if you take Rashi without the girsa change. If you take Rashi the way it's being presented here, and then you take out the words in parentheses, which is usually what you're supposed to do, it's telling the side, stamach alof eno, stamach erim eno. It's stamach kamatid, not the way it's supposed to be presented Rashi. And it could be, Rashi is not saying about mashmos. Mashmos he rejects. What he's saying is around second tariff, that you're only being nasted, you're only being made. Exactly what you're saying, this funai. How does it work? The answer is, like you said, because it cuts out the possibility of Masa, the Ashba. Why did he shift from what he said on Beis Hamadah, Beis Hamadah? The answer to that is simple, because this whole terrace only works once you realize that a major part of the concern is Masa the Ashba. So then by Kainah Masa the Ashba, you have solved the problem. But that insight only came to the Gemara on the bottom, and Raz Rashi explained the Gemara on the bottom of days. It happens that Tosfos, by the way, has a different approach to that line of the Gemara, not like Rashi. That might be why they're not working with this whole line. They don't really like it. So it's getting that up. Tosfos is Rabbanan, the different take on what the concern is, not Matzah B'Yashar. Okay. So that was that. And then we began a new discussion, though it may move back a little bit, we'll see, but a new discussion in terms of the Gaius. So we began to take a look yesterday that this is the third question. Okay, one question was, how does the Fani Nechta tell me Lishma? Another question was, what is Lav Bikini? Another of Machlok Rishonim. A third discussion Rishonim is, in terms of explicit, not interpretation, explicit discussion Rishonim is how does Gaius. What's the problem with guys? So you'll be guys, big deal. Or why does that? Oh, you'll be guys, that'll be terrible. So you'll be guys, you'll come forward, it's up. So the Ram was bothered by that. He presented two answers. he presented one answer was, well, it's going to throw your whole mashmaos off, because once, if everyone's saying lishma, you're not, well, that tells me that's not lishma. Your whole idea was you're going to say before next time, there'll be mashma lishma, but if everyone's saying lishma, it's going to be a big problem. You're not going to say the word lishma, then it's going to, we will assume that it was not lishma. We certainly will not have any reason to assume that it is lishma. So that's the problem. Rashi didn't say that, because Rashi is not a mashmaos man. So Rashi said, well, the other parents of the Ram, oh, mishadim la pesha tabo chacham begitin, you're changing the official nusach. Hazame nusach, if you change the nusach, avlad mamzer, we throw the book at you. You got to say exact language. So this is one final question, that's what we're up to, is that Rashi is a little bit funny. Because again, Rashi is saying like the second answer of the Ram, the Rashi up top, Asi l'nigzaye, the top of Gimel al-Alef, said that what? That, as we just said, that if you're going to be Gaius, it's going to be Mishan Rabbeish Tavach HaChamim. You're changing the formula. When you change the formula, that's no good. Absolutely horrible. The problem is, in the next piece of Gemara, Rashi seems to be comfortable with changing the number. Let's take a look at the next piece of Gemara. The Rabbah by Tamil Amakirava, take a look inside, 10 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amidal. The Rabbah by Tamil Amakirava, and let's ask the other question. Why does Rabbah not like Rabbah? We already discussed why Rabbah doesn't like Rabbah, because the Shur said Lashma. It does work, doesn't work. Shur said Lashma. And why does Rabbah not like what Rabbah said? They did the issue is here. Amr Lacha, there's a different problem. In Kay Nisni Bifana Nechtam, it's too low. Bifana Nechtam, lovely. The Gemara says, the only issue is that the proper signatures, so why are you bothering to wax Siva? That's the wrong question. Just like Rabbah has a strong question. Should mention Lashma. Rabbah has a strong question. Well, what is our schema for? The whole thing is about the chasimas. Is it the fire next up? A pretty good question. So what's the answer? So Shmami not being Lashma. Rabbah says, obviously, the reason I talk about Ksiva is because you care about the Ksiva. What do you care about the Ksiva? Does the Ksiva have to be Lashma? That's a strong question. So what's Rabbah going to say to that? The Rabbah bedin is a Lashniyachi. Rabbah says, you're right. Again, everything is reversed. You're right. That would have been ideal. We really should have just said the Fanai Nechtam. What's wrong with believing the Fanai Nechtam? El Zim Ken Asir Lechuze, the Kibishtar is the Alabay Nechad. If you're going to do that, then you might compare this to any other case of Kibishtar. We already said before early on the Yama that really Kibishtar is Mishar Banah Zukar is 280. Why are we doing it differently here? Mishumi Guna, right? That's the Gemara says. And Mishumi Guna, Kibishtar is Arbanah. Hopefully, it's Arbanah anyway. Normally, Chazal require two, and here we give a dispensation, just one, Mishumi Guna. But the problem is, but it's dangerous, when you give a dispensation, you give people an inch, they take a foot. We're going to allow you in this one case to rely on Eidechad. People might say, you can always have Eidechad for Kima Shtar. And every time you have a Shtar Mecha, a Shtar Matan, no, Iguna. The whole idea of requiring two Eidechad for Kima Shtar is going to fall apart. They don't say, well, I remember they were doing it, gets very serious. And still they allow one Eid, well, you're firmer than them. So the whole requirement for two agents for king Ashtar is going to come apart. Literally, you're going to come to switch it to be machlus. The king Ashtar is the Yamul, the general king Ashtar is, but that's also the aid echad, or even by a get, in case where we don't have the shliach, you require two agents. If you don't have the original shliach, you do require two agents. But people are going to say, look, the shliach did it with one aid, so you can only do it with one aid. So that's why, so therefore what? So how do we solve that problem? So says Rashi, so what does that do the same with my nechta? So Rashi says, Asir lechuze, and now, mukhacha milsa zol kayumi asir. Man zechazi, safar kol shtaraz nayu zechad mikani. If all you do is say before my nechta, it's very clear that the entire purpose that you're doing is kiyum hashtar. So someone's going to say, oh, anything else also. And the other star also, he has the chazada. The Amar Makar Niksavi Deyaidim. I recognize it's good enough. But now that you're saying Mifanai Nichtav and Mifanai Nechtav, see right away. See, this is the difference. This is not a standard Kiyum Hashtar. Because whenever you do Kiyum Hashtar, the Eidim don't need to comment on the contents of the Shtar. They just comment on the signature. So here's the guy coming commenting on the content. So no one would think of comparing them. Because people realize that's like some different type of ceremony. Something else is going on there. So they know it has some coolness and chumras, they're not going to compare it to regular Kiyum Hashtar. If all you would say is Bifanei Nechtam, that would sound like a classic Kiyum Hashtar. So that's why that says Rava, the fact that you have Bifanei Nechtam is just a device, just a gimmick. Just a gimmick to make it look different from other Kiyum Hashtar so that no one with a safeguard, so no one will come to eliminate two Eidim out of Kiyum Hashtar. Okay. And this is something we already saw this in the Kiyas in the second paragraph, but this is where it comes from. It comes from Gimel. So the Rava, what's Rava going to say? Tasa Rava, that's a good point. Maybe this has a fine next because of Asi Lechufe. Rava says, who? That's not true. No one would confuse them anyway. You're telling me you have to say before Nechta because otherwise we're going to confuse them. Nah, they're so different. They're so different in so many other ways. You don't have to manufacture a new difference. They hear you saying before Nechta, but anyways they're so different. How are they anyways so different? The Rabba, me, Dami, are they similar? They're not even similar anyways. Hasam, Yadinan, Hacha, they're fine. Number one, over there, you just say, I know. A typical Kimashtah, you don't say, I saw the Chasimus. You say, I recognize the signature. Here comes someone telling you, actually making the guy talk about what he saw. Right away, off the bat, even not saying Nechtam, just the Befanai Nechtam is already different. It's difference number one. Here's difference number two. Hasam, Isha lo mehemna, Hacha, Isha mehemna. By a typical Kimashtah, you have to have a kosher aid. You can't have a kosher to aid in, you can't have women. And here you can. If a woman will bring the get, she could then find that fine. That's fine. Hacha isha mehemna. Over here, a woman is mehemna, she is ne'emena. Says Rashi. Hacha isha mehemna. In a via against the chavrata. A woman brings a get for another woman, not the wife herself. But the woman was traveling, so the husband gave this woman a get to give to the wife. The armor would find a nechta, but she doesn't find nechta nechta. Mehemna, she's believed, because it's not a parak babe. We saw this mission at the end of the second paragraph. Etc. Even the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law can bring the get and say the fine ethnos. So, obviously, the implication is any woman could, even those particular ones. So, you see, right, the second difference between regular Kiyam Ashtar and Kiyam on second and the fine ethnos. And number, difference number three, Hasam Baal Dabar Lo Mehemin, Hacha Baal Dabar Mehemin. That's different. Is that the Baldavar is Neman here. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Baldavar also Shemotzi Hashtar Vashtar Shalom. So they're a party to the case, the one who is the bearer of the document. Hacha Baldavar Mehemin, says Rashi, Ha'isha Has Meviyaz Gitu Medias Hayam B'tar Shlichus. And we had this funny case where the woman, husband and wife, traveled off to Spain, and the wife comes back to Eretz Yisrael carrying her own guest as a shaliyah. We had this funny case in the second paragraph. And Rashi said, the Amki goes, the Amalah Baila, the husband said to her, Altis Garishiba Elga Basin. You'll only be divorced once you reach the basin there at the job. So in such a case, we had that Gemara in the second paragraph. It's a bizarre case. So she is considered to be a shaliyah for her own guest. So in that case, she says, the Fainachman. And she will be believed. I mean, if the husband shows up a year later and says, I don't know what she's talking about, sorry. We had a quote-unquote shliach who came and said to find out my husband. She was a shliach for her own good. And even though she's a Baal Dover, normally Baal Dover is the last person to believe for anything, but if I come to Beis Din with a shtar that says that Yitzchak Buchbinder owes me $10,000, and Evan Pieri and I are making the signatures, that's worthless. Because I'm the Baal Dover, I'm not Neman to be making the signatures, I'm Baal Dover. Besides that, there's no one named Yitzchak Buchbinder. But aside from that, the signal of the shtar is not going to work because I'm a baldover. And here you have a strange thing that we accept the testimony of the wife herself. The three differences, says Rava, there already are three differences between the shliach and classic kiyam hashtar. Again, number one is the fact that he has to take a fanai, he came for yadina. Number two is the fact that we accept women. Number three is the fact that we accept baldover. So right away it's so different. The rabbi said, you don't need to find a nichtav, you don't need to start to aksiva to make a difference. It's different anyway. Let's just see the flow of the Gemara. And rabbi says, no, I don't think those are such good differences. Rabbi Amar Elcha, Adu Hafak Yam Yadim, Ilam Mehem. If they say we know, they're also believed. What? You're assuming that they only buy a Kiyam Ashtar can you say, I recognize things. I mean, you got to say the funnest. Rabbi says, no. You could say Yadim and buy a get also. It's not a bit different. So all the differences are gone. Since Yadina even works by a guest, and therefore you don't have a difference. So says, one second, what happens to all these other two differences, Isha and Baal Dabar? So says, no, well, those aren't really. He says, since there are no differences, says Rabba, Asa Khuzu Bikim Shtar is the Alabay Rachas, there really is a concern, says Rabba, that you would confuse Kiyama, you would compare Befana Nechta, the Shlich and the Get, to Chata Kiyama Shtar. Again, why? And that's why he got, even though the whole issue is only Kiyam Ashtar going through Rava, he still got it sticking to Fonei Nichtav as a device. Again, why? Because Rava made the argument that no, those differences, there are no other significant differences. What happened to Isha and Baldava? Let's take a look at Tosus. What happened to Isha and Baldava? He just ignored him? No. Tosus says, those really aren't good questions. Those aren't good differences at all. So Rava doesn't even bother to respond. Why are they not the differences? Yeah, because if it happens to be a woman who brought it, then you'll notice. But if a man brought the get, you're not going to notice any differences. That's the Tosfos says. Kivan. Kildi Amri Adanu. Kusha di Isha Baldavar lo chash lo tarik. He even bothered to answer. Fast. Rabbi even bothered to answer to respond. The lo shchir, the maithi gita, the chi maithi eilechad, asu ahuver. Yeah, in a case where, if you happen to see a woman bring the get, then you'll say, ooh, this is different. But if you happen to be in Beis when a man brought the get, and that's probably much more common, that men probably were engaged in long distance travel much more than women did. Certainly, a woman without a family, where you're going to have to give it to the woman, not to the man, that was probably relatively infrequent. So, most of the time, you're going to go to bathing five times you see a man bring it, it's going to look all the same. But the one question is, what you say, so the rabbi says that's not a good difference because you could say Yadina by get. I don't know what you're talking about, Rabbi. You could say Yadina. You could? Okay. So that explains why Rabbi says, look, I don't see any other distinction that we're drawing between get and other stars. You better say Befanai Nechta. Now we see why is a Rabbi doing like Rabbi and how Rabbi defends himself. Why is a Rabbi doing like Rabbi and then how Rabbi defends himself. Okay. Now what's interesting here, and it comes to discussion, our fourth machlokes of Rishonim, okay, with the explicit discussion of Rishonim, is what do you mean Yadin and work? Rashi says, oh, that means Yadin and work. Take a look at Rashi. Atu Haka, actually, you know what? First, let's take a question. You're going to wait very patiently.
But Rashi quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, the second term, but Abba Rashi says, isn't there a Madam Gemara there that says that it's only the game that they were different at Haka?
Okay, that's true. There's another reason why we didn't need to respond, because we may not, the two were shown us. Yeah, but that, even that though, that's more the issue of the fact that she's from the Chavish Nashim. Because what the Gemara is discussing is the Chavish Nashim from the Tanem Manos, so is she in Emenis here or not? But the Gemara doesn't really seem to be concerned with the problem of Isha. Right? It is a little bit, he's taking a little bit of a job now. I think that's what's going on. But I also might lend a little more strength to Tosus. That's why the Al Kasha is not. It's a kasha based on assumption. Okay. So what does it mean? Rava said it did. Halacha or maisa. Rava said it did by get you say adina. What does that mean? So Rashi says, well, hol u di day time shum ki when Rashi at the bottom of the yamin. Since the reason why you say b'fanei nechta nechtam is because of ki mashtar, yamar yodeya ni b'chasim yisei eidim, yilo mehevim. So Rashi says, yeah, the shliach shows up with a get, and says, I know that this get is good. I recognize the signature. Wow. He's believed. Mali befanai, mali odeani. Who cares? If it's a question of lishma, then you got to be there. But the question of, Rava holds the only question of kiyum. He says, I hold that you could say just, I wasn't there, but I know the handwriting. Okay, but the Achiyu, since it's true, that if it wouldn't be masrich siva, there'd be no hacker. Okay. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yitak halacha maisa, Rashi thinks, according to Rava, you don't have to say b'fanechtan. Instead of saying b'fanechtan, you could just say, ani makir. Ani makir tachasim. Wow. And then Tosus, because right away, we start getting a little bit itchy, because what happened to, yeah? Good. Well, according to Rava, very good question. Right. According to Rava, that's what Rashi is saying. According to Rava, there's a lishma issue. So of course, you have to be there. But according to Rava, it's just a kiyum ashtar issue. Make sure that there's not mezuyah. So then you only need to say the funner.
Well, how can Rashi say that Rava won't have to
end? Because Rava is the one who holds
zeal.
What?
I think you said the
image.
Oh,
fine. Yeah. Well, then we add the funner because of. So yeah, it's going to end up coming out that you got to say the funner nechtav, but I need makir sachatim. All right. Well, see, he didn't want to hang around for the signature. Yeah, he was going to go find Adam. It's going to take a long time. So, okay, he went for lunch. He came back, and they were done. So, fine. I saw the Siva. Good enough. See, but what's so strange about Rashi? You got to say funny and say it out. And Rashi said before that, ooh, you're going to cut the word Lishma, it's going to be a problem. Your guy is one word, all of a sudden it's Mishan Mevesh Tavon Chavim. And in here, oh, it's not a big deal, you'll just totally change a different phrase. Right. And Tosfos also, what's interesting is Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, but they also don't agree the word about Mishan Mevesh Tavon Chavim. They don't say, Rashi, it's crazy, you be Mishan Mevesh. They just say, I have a different problem with it. It can't be. You see, Adina, because they say part of the Gemara is in the top of Gimel and Aleph. They're probably, why do we believe the one aid? Because he knows he's going to have to give a report. Mazik diet. The Tosfos thinks that part of what makes him so credible is he has to report on an objective fact, I saw this. So that's hard. It's going to be hard to lie. You're going to be scared to lie. Say, I saw this. You give your opinions, it looks like this, it looks like that. As you know, people's opinions are a little fluid. But to say objective fact, I saw this, Tosfos says, that's much more credible. That's a Tosfos in Asu, they don't like Rashi. See, the second to last line in Tosfos Asu, Mishum de Daik Tvei. Mishum de Daik Tvei. You say, you gotta say, Mifanai, because you're gonna be less likely to lie. If you saw it, you didn't see it. If you know you're going to have to tell the truth, if you didn't see it, you're not going to say you saw it. The question is, well, it looks like, oh, it kind of looks like the casino. It's a little grayer. It's a gray area. So people are less likely to be carefully telling the truth. So Tosfos says, no, the Gemara says, yeah, dina works, it doesn't mean the case of the shaliach. It means get. You can have other cases. You bring two aces to be, to the kind of get, you'll use the dina. Okay. Either way, you have a machlokas, again, our fourth machlokas, Rishonim in the Sugya, the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, when Rava, does Rava think you can say Yadi Inan, Yodea, that the Shliach can say Amakir, the Chasimus, instead of saying Befanai? But neither one seems to be concerned with the problem of Mishanah Vesh Tavon Chachamim. Rashi says it's totally fine. And Tosfos, it's not fine because he's not as credible, but not because of Mishanah Vesh Tavon Chachamim, Rava. That's what becomes very strange. Because on the one hand, the previous piece of Gemara, Rashi couldn't say the Mashmos bit, right? So he has to explain that God is the problem for the Mashana Beishtav HaChacham. You hear Yadina, and he says, go ahead, say what you will. So what does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? Our final problem, yeah. What would you say?
That's not such a problem, because here you're just using a different Matzeah. You're not being Mashana Beishtav HaChacham, you're just using a different one. Whereas above, you'd be Mashana. You have too much bias. You either have Bufani Nachtav, or you have Yadinas. So, or if you were to make the Bufani Nachtav version, Bufani Nachtav was small, Bufani Nachtav was small, and then you change that, that would be Shonu Ratzir Shetavu Chachamim. But if you're just going to use a different Matbea, then that's not Shonu Ratzir Shetavu Chachamim.
What do you mean, different Matbea?
Meaning, you have two ways of being Mekayim Ashtar. You have two different ways to be a Mekayim Ashtar.
Well, what do you mean there's another Matbea? Chacham said you guys have a fine Nechta.
No, because you could use Yadinan. You could use Yadinan for other Shtaros.
Yaakov is saying, look, there are a lot of tools in the toolbox. Chazal were, in a different context, Mesakin. For a regular Kiyim Ashtar, they're Mesakin, you say Makarni. That's one of the official lines. A certain official line. That's for a different place, but it might be on record as being one of Chazal's lines.
So it's a Matbea. You're just using a different Matbea.
Okay. Good. Welcome. Please find your seat quickly and quietly. Okay, good. So one approach to Rashi is Rav, you have to add a Masdei Shetazel Harabim, but not the one that they were Tovea for here. A form they were quoting somewhere. Okay, so that's one approach. Okay, so the Mila is, then we're smooth. The Chazaron is, you're saying, what if I would say, Hamotu Lachem Nara? And that was somehow
that's not a Kiyum Shtar.
But that's not Kiyum Shtar, right? But so you're saying anything, any Nusra, the Chazal, anywhere, as long as it will accomplish the goal, that would be somehow to find the Bracha that would accomplish Kiyum Shtar, that would be fine. But any Matbea, the Mila answers it very smoothly. So the one drawback is that you're assuming that Matbea Shtar Chacham just means a Matbea Chacham or Taveya somewhere. Any coinage of Chazal and Gittin, it's fine. They have a toolbox, you have your list of different phrases, and you gotta use one of the official phrases. Okay, so that's one approach. Good. Okay, one approach to Rashi. It's an A phrase of Chazal Masaka. Good. What else? What other suggestions?
I don't have a question.
You don't have a question, yeah? Let's see. Sounds like I have a good answer coming. Yeah. Lakashi Midi. Beautiful, yeah?
Because there, clearly, we're getting the Kimmel enough. So there, of course, we're going to be concerned with the Mabea.
It's a one of the levels of the Machlokas Rabba and Rabba is the Upasim like your mayor, and there's a problem with Shana Veshtan Chachamim. That could be, that's another possibility. Because actually, if you turn to that Hayabad days, which is one place where this comes from, you look on the side, it's always a good idea to follow instruction on the side. Mishavan Abeya, oh, here it's not here on the side.
You
take a look at Hayabad days and on Pei, there's two places in Gittin where you have Mishavan Abeya. So here the Gemara is saying, if you don't say the finechtam at all, so the mayor says it's not just the Yavali Dindra Abanan, Yotzi Bavlad Mamzer. The kid is a Mamzer Midra Abanan. If you gave a get without saying the finechtam, and the wife goes in and marries someone else and has a baby from the second husband, the mayor says, they throw the book at you. Midra Abanan, the kid's a Mamzer. Because you didn't say the Nusuf, the Chazal says the favor finechtam, and you didn't say it. That's what Meir, the Gemara says there. Chachamim say no, he did wrong, but in Avad Mam. Here's that maybe the Machlokas Rav and Rava really is rooted in Machlokas for Meir and the Chachamim. It could be, because he's saying.
I'm not sure if he said that he might agree that if you say the Nusach is. And then he doesn't say Lashma, so clearly implying that he was told that he doesn't agree with Lashma.
I get that.
You don't have to throw away all of Lashma because
right.
He doesn't know about the din Lashma.
Right, that's a good point. But Rashi could have said the other approach, he didn't, but he could have said the other person wrong. Okay, so far, but let's just refocus for a moment here. In terms of this problem of this theory within Rashi, so on the one hand, Rashi says, "Guys, one word, you're in violation of Mishama Veshtav and Chachamim." Yet later on, he says, "Yeah, you say Adano, it's not a problem." The Shliach himself, the Shliach himself could say Yadati instead of the question, is it Yadano Yadati? So Rashi says the gear to Yadati. The Shliach himself could alone say Yadati, that would be good enough. So if you were thinking one approach was, the Mishamim HaBeishtav HaChachamim just means you have to have one of the Nuskhoz, it has to be one of the official formulas. So here, you're just switching from one to another, that's fine. And then Pinchas is suggesting maybe it's a Rabba Rabba distinction. It's very sharp. It's a Rabba Rabba distinction. And then you're saying, if it comes interesting, because then the Gemara should have said, what emerges is that the hope of Rabba Rabba is really rooted, it's a concept. How you understand our Mishnah really becomes logically a consequence of whether you hold up your mayor of the Chachamim. Let me just make one more suggestion, a third possibility, and that is the following. If you just look at Daf Hey, you don't notice this. If you turn to Daf Hey, it's always a good idea to look in the Mesoros HaShas. Right? The Mesoros HaShas, in Rashi, they sent you to Daf Hey and Vey. When you look at Daf Hey and Vey, that's not the whole story. You gotta look on the side of the tables and look at the Kaman paying it off. The Kaman is later. Much later paying it off. Look at paying it off. And you get perhaps a little more insight into the Zinn of Ramin. So what's the situation? If I put it to the Maram Karmas at the end, you have an interesting Mishnah. Mishnah says, of Ein Tess, the second Mishnah Ein Tess Lim Vez. The first Mishnah is about Get Yashon, which we discussed in the past. Second Mishnah is, Kasav L'shul Machl She'ina Hogenes. You're supposed to have a date in the Shtar. And the date is supposed to be one of the official dating systems. So for example, you can count if you want to by the Malchus. It's the 17th year of the Emperor Maximilian. But you can't do it L'malchus She'ina Hogenes for inappropriate dates. For example, Malchus Yavon. But I want to hear Ein's Mishnah, Ein's second Mishnah, Ein's Testament date. It is the other place where this idea of Mishnah based on the Malchus comes up. What's the situation? The situation there is as follows. You have to write a proper date. Let's say you wrote the date improperly. You're counting to the Greek king. You can count the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is dead and buried for a long time. This is the year 2305 to the kingdom of to the ascension of Nebuchadnezzar to the throne. That's no. It might be technically true, but no longer an appropriate way. One of the proper ways to count. So you're going to count to the Churban Habayit. Some of you have invitation to do that. I had a friend who invitation. And how many years to the Churban Beis Ba'isheini and how many years to Hakamas HaMedina? Which is very nice. It wouldn't be valid, which is fine in invitation, but it would not be valid in a shtar. So if you write the date wrong, or the Mishnah says you wrote the wrong location, so the Mishnah says we go crazy. She had this guest, which was basically fine, but the date was written inappropriately. The whole need for the date is the only problem. Certainly, which counting system you use, whether you identify this year as 2008 or as 5769, or as some year in the Chinese counting, or some year in the Muslim counting, or some year in the Greeks, or to the Kutna Abayas, it's really Minah Torah, it's not going to matter, as long as you've identified the year. Right? The fact that we recall we only accept certain counting systems, that's really explaining the Rabbanan. If the Mishnah says, whoa, take an exam with that. She has to be divorced from both husbands. I mean, she can no longer return to... She then went ahead and got married with this problematic guest, her second husband. So Ki'ilu, she was Madonna. Ki'ilu was no get at all. She has to leave the second husband. She can't go back to the first husband. And she has to get me there. Both of them have to give her a get. She loses her tshuva. The Mishnah says at the bottom that the kids are mamzerim. Bad news. Mamish. This is called, the Gemara refers to this as kol ha-drachim ba. We give her all these ways. Everything, she loses everything. It's bad news. She's divorced from both husbands, and then she loses all of her rights. We discourage. It's a very strong incentive to be careful to get a good get. Because if you don't, you're going to be in a difficult situation. So the Gemara explains this whole business is only Midrabanan, which counting system you use. The Gemara says here, and I'm paying it off, a couple of minutes of the Gemara. Umishum shlom machus teitze v'avad mamzer. Because of the takar mishabana, we say she has to be divorced, and the kids are mamzerim. It's so strange. So it says, yeah, in Rebbe Meir l'tamei. This is good old Rebbe Meir. The Amar of Amnun v'shmei de'ula, Amnun called the name of Ula, Omar Yer Rebbe Meir, I'm paying it off, smack him over the yamut. Call on the shana that best of the chabad begitin avlad mamzer, and whenever you change what Chazal insisted upon, so avlad mamzer. Now, what are we talking about here? Let's think carefully. What are we talking about here? Here we're no longer talking. There's no particular exact phrasing that you need. What we're saying is you left out an idea that Chazal insisted that you use a certain counting system, and you use a different counting system. So it's not that you changed a word, it's that you left out an idea. An idea that you only need in the Rabbanah. Right? Minhag Torah, I don't need any date probably. Or certainly I can use whatever dating system I want to. Chazal said use a particular dating system. Chazal said mention a particular idea, even though to what point to remain here, even though the need for that just clear the kasha of the Gemara. The whole thing is going to Jabanan, this is yeah. What's the point of Remeir? So what's the point of Remeir? Remeir's real point is that even when something is only requiring against Midi Rabbanan, Chazal will still insist upon to the extent that Midi Rabbanan will go to the Gemara. Now, the Midi Rabbanan, that's what we showed here, notes. He can't have Remeir on there, but the Torah, because Midi Rabbanan, he's actually in a very different way. The Midi Rabbanan, that's your Remeir's real point, is not so much Nusra. Remeir's real point might be more just whenever Chazal insists on including something, if you didn't include it, the get is not responsible for Midrabban. I can cast the scheme if she's Midrabban, she wasn't divorced. And therefore, when she remarried someone else, Midrabban, they kicked him out of there. Because Remeir's point is when Chazal insists on including something in a get, they insist on it all the way. They say that Midrabban, not just that you didn't have Veira if you didn't put it in, but Midrabban, she's in the Midrash. So Rashi perhaps is saying,
are they
still married? No, we'll mach from both ways. Take them there, that. No, because Minas Torah.
Before she married
Rabbi. Oh.
Yeah,
that's because why is she a new get? Rashi explains why. That's Rashi tells us both that the Takana Mijabanan. Why she needs a new get? No. Why she needs a new get from the second from the first cousin?
Yeah.
Because the first get wasn't appropriate.
But they're all, they have
There's one problem with that.
No,
don't get any money.
But that's Remeir's point. In other words, what the Gemara is stressing is the point of Remeir is not Remakra, the Mishan of Eshtam Chama is beginning. The point is not some focus is not that we insist on a particular word, particular text. The point is, when Chazal insists on a certain idea in the get, they really insist on it. After the kaf, that's Vad Mamre. The kind of idea, what could be, it's a third again, he has several suggestions in Rashi. One suggestion was Mishan that Be'ez, this means you gotta have one of them at Be'ez Chazal. Another suggestion was maybe Rav and Rav are exactly arguing over the Meir of Chazal. They're arguing with Mishan that Be'ez or not. The third suggestion might be, it could be Rashi throughout, is assuming like a Meir, that Mishan that Be'ez Chazal is a problem. So why is it not a concern at the bottom? Because it could be that Yadinan, it's not that you're switching to a different matzah, it could be Yadinan is not a problem of Mishan Rabbeya Shetav HaChavim. Because Rashi might not be thinking of Mishan Rabbeya in the sense of you're leaving out the particular word so much as you're leaving out the idea. Because remember, Rashi is the one who throughout has been very into you gotta say it. So that's why he says, if Chazal is misaking the Panitra of Lashma, that means instead of having a Shailinon, you're going to say it in the formula, in the Lashma. If you're going to leave that out, so what's the problem? The problem is you left it out. That's the problem. Then Chazal insists you got to say it. He didn't say it. That's not what the word is different. If you figure out a different way of wording Lashma, you say, I don't know, say it in English. You find some other way of saying Lashma without saying the word Lashma, but you'll say it explicitly, that might be fine. Rashi might not be concerned much with changing the word, but then you got to say it at the right, that's consistent with Rashi's whole approach. You got to say the idea. We're not looking for mashmas. Chazal insisted, he understood, Rashi insisted, in this particular case, Chazal's takana, in this case, was to actually explicitly express that it's lishma. So that's what Rashi understood, that the takana was chazion. And with the other alternative that Gemara is giving, is that you would say, b'mamash b'feish b'fayin nechtav lishma. He says, look, if you can leave it out, that's very serious. Why is that serious? Because that's exactly what Meir Shita, that if you leave out what you're supposed to say, if you didn't say you're supposed to say, it's so severe, it's going to ruin the whole guest. So that's a chance. That's very significant. But down below is what? So he says, look, you're saying the same thing. The point is, Chazal wanted you to say that the guest is proper. But you did. Either you said the funai, or you said the yadiyah. So that was Rav Kiddush. I could have guessed otherwise, but Rav Kiddush, then that's still all the same thing. You're saying the same idea. You're not leaving any ideas that Chazal wants to see.
That's still a meilah, I think.
What do you mean meilah, Shailin?
Like, therefore, presumably, okay, all we want is idea, so therefore Shailin.
Ah, right, okay, right. Rashi is more concerned with ideas throughout than the Nusach. So could we get into this a third possibility of why it is to deal with this era in Russia? Yeah, question? Okay.
Question, what's that? It's totally different than the first answer.
How is it different than the first answer? The first answer is what you were saying, that there is an insistence on formula on particular text. Except that there might be a list of several texts that Chazal divides. But this is saying there really isn't an insistence on particular texts at all. It's just an insistence on expressing those ideas that have to be expressed. If you leave out one of the ideas that Chazal insisted upon, then takes it out of Adonai. But if you got the idea, you got the idea. See, if Chazal insists you have to say Lishma, then I'm sorry. It could be even if there's mashmal, it wouldn't be good enough. Chazal said you got to say this idea. You didn't say the idea, take the Vav Al-Mandra. But down below, you're saying the idea. You're saying the same idea in different words. That's fine. It could be that was Rashi's approach. Could be that you see from the bottom, Rashi. Rashi doesn't think Misham Ha'atesh Kala Chabu Mamsh to say those Zerta Harei Ap the Kudetra Sli. But fine, I never find that. Just to express those ideas, and if you're a fluid poet, then you'll say how you want to. If you're not, if you're a simple guy, you'll just say Ben Hasan Chazal. Okay, these are some issues. Good. Nimit Hashem is where we're up to and where we're headed. In a moment, we're gonna cut to the Kiyas time in Chazara. Just in terms of where up to where we're headed. In terms of getting here, Daf Gimel, so the next discussion, the Gemara is going to get excited about going back to Rabbah, you just told me there's a reason why it's happened to say B'fai Nechtav because of Lishma, but otherwise why you say B'fai Nechtav? Ah, so it sounds like you're saying both of them, they both need to be Lishma. See then, Chasima. Ooh. So right, the Gemara starts getting off of what our discussion we just had. The Gemara says, so who says you need Ksiv and Chasim Lishma? That's Galosha. And Gimel and Beit and Dalal is what we've been talking about for a while. Eidah Chasimah Kaidin is their guy. So what's the role of Ksiva, the role of Chasimah? Very, very fascinating. Very rich stuff. Very, very nice. A couple of interesting. The Lab folks, they always try to focus on a couple of the particularly, highlight a couple of the particularly important ones. Not necessarily the longest one. The one really short Tosus that just sends you for a loop. And another Tosus and Dalal. Oh, a lot going on here. But that will not be next week. Mirz Hashem. Next week, so Monday is going to be the Chazar and Bechina in the morning. Then after lunch, we'll have our halachic tour of a wedding. We'll try to go through some of the figures of that. The Kitzur, that'll be our Derech HaParshas here. We'll just talk 10 minutes about the Badakin, 10 minutes about so and so forth. And then hopefully Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll talk about at great length, regular style. Eden Shir, but maybe we'll switch to Ksubas. And then we'll come back to discuss Eide Chasim, Eide Mitzvah will be waiting for us when we return. Okay, so right now we'll have Chazara. Everyone has what? If you haven't finished the third parak, I would strongly advise you to do that right now. As per yesterday's vote, there will not be a separate quiz tonight, with understanding that guys are fully devoted to being here and are planning to do Chazara wise. And we spoke then, and there will be a Chabura at the end of the evening. After lunch today, lunch will be regular time today, 12 o'clock. 12:50 will be Mincha, followed by a Parsha Shir and 15 minutes of Q&A. Sunday, your from the Yonav Shir, and we're strongly encouraged to, if you're a senior, and we're strongly, or if you're a junior that's interested in doing some advanced planning, and we're strongly encouraged to come to the open house. As I mentioned, if guys want to continue beyond that, I have time with that, guys want to continue beyond that. So we can always have a private consultation. Okay, we're very excited, very, very excited about Mach Shabbos. Very, very excited about Mach Shabbos.
8 o'clock.
This week. Ah, 8 o'clock at our home. The address is, 56 Harriet Avenue. H-A-R-R-I-E-T.
No, H-A.
What? 56 Harriet Avenue in Bergenfield, New Jersey. Or in Google Talk, it's 56 Harriet Avenue, comma, 07621. For those who live, those who know the way around the scenic a little bit, you just take Suffolk or Windsor up to Briar Cliff, in front of Briar Cliff, and we're up Harriet, which is one of the streets off of Briar Cliff. Yeah, so you may as well, if you guys get finished right now for the balance of the morning, it will empty out in the next 10 minutes, but don't panic if it's a little tight for us. There are spots that I won't say. You have to look a little more carefully.